Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. We have confidence, yes, hallelujah, in the Most High God, yes, the only true and living God. This is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Why we say that? Because he's in control of everything. He got it. So we rest in him and in his plans. Yes, yes, yes. We just rest. Yes, allow him to lead and guide us, because you know the plans that he has for us for this day. You know what we should accomplish for him for this day. Yes, hallelujah. So we rest. He knows what we are facing and what we will face. Yes, yes, yes. And he knows how to make the crooked way straight. Yes. So we're trusting in the Almighty God. Yes. I am just delighted that you're here with us this morning. It is a blessing. Yes, we are a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we call it different things on Friday mornings. But one is tea time. And you say, well, what is all that with all the things going on? Why you want to say tea time with Jesus and me? What that mean? Yes, I want to have tea with Jesus. That's not it at all. When it first came to me that when you sit and have a cup of tea with a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus, when you make time to just sit and read the word, or just sit and meditate on the word and taking that time to spend with the Lord. You may not even touch that cup of tea. It's just due when we welcome a friend and enjoy the company, making it personal. That's all. That's all. And you can make out, and so in doing that, you can have it with friends, by yourself, on the job, quiet cup of tea, taking a break, instead of being at the water cooler, get a chair, cup. Machine tea, machine water, machine coffee. Pull out your little pamphlet, your pocket Bible, your phone, read a scripture. Spending time with the Lord. Choosing the Lord over gossip. Choosing to read a word from the Lord for encouragement. That's all it's about. Yes, there are other parts, and I was doing it for a while and saying it, and those of you who have been with me for any length of time, I stopped. And we're putting that on hold until things pan out. And then we'll go as the Lord directs. Every once in a while, I will get a spark. Oh, yes. Oh, and then it's not yet. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Not yet. in God's own time. Hallelujah. But I am so glad you're here. And we honor the Lord God, our God, Most High. We honor him first and foremost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We're just so delighted, hallelujah, that you chose to join us this morning. It may be 100 years from now, 100 minutes, seconds, whenever the Lord leads you to tune in, we're delighted. Mm-hmm. We're so delighted that you tuned in. Yes, and we pray, our prayer is that something will be said to help you and make a difference in your life. Yes, yes, yes. And remember, our encouragement for those that we call, used to say, late bloomers. Mm-hmm. And we would say that if God has brought something back to you that you have not thought of in years, just using this as an example, and you, it came to you and said, well, if I knew then what I know now, I sure would have did that. Hey, look around, look around, look around. Look around, look around. I brought it to you. You know now what you didn't know then. Now may be the time. To bloom for the Lord. Nothing is too hard and nothing is impossible. I often like to use Moses and his brother. Moses was protesting. He just could not be the one. He finally got the resolve that he was going to mine Jethro's sheep and be his father and a husband. And that was just going to be that. And then one day. And then he said, I don't speak well. Every possible excuse he could come up with. And then God tells him to get his brother. His brother would be a spokesperson for him. Will be a mouthpiece, will speak for him. I'm sorry. Now, how old was his brother? Lord have mercy. God gets an 83-year-old man to help Moses, since he felt like he needed help to go against the mighty Pharaoh of Egypt. Now, an 80-year-old and an 83-year-old, this Moses were protesting. So God said, get your brother Aaron, but he 83 years old. He's an old man. So she just needs somebody. But let me tell you something. This, oh my God. Pharaoh was whipped before the foundation of the world. Moses is going to be the deliverer before the foundation of the world. It had been decided. What is it that God has caused you to do that you think is impossible? You have the other audacity to say it's too hard for God. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. There's a seed in the ground. Ah, oh, glory. There is a seed in the ground. Oh, glory. And the dirt can't hold it bound. It's going to come forth. It's going to sprout. It is going to bloom. Why now, Lord? I'm too old. I know. No, Lord. No, Lord. Pray. Don't do anything on your own. Don't go telling everybody. Tell it to God. Let God open the doors. Let God make the way. Let God bring it to pass. He planned it. So let him work it. Be willing. That's right. And that's something. Some of you wanted to be opera singers. Some wanted to play the piano. Yeah. So many beautiful things. All to give God glory in the earth. Oh, my God. Nothing is too hard for God. Some of you may be all bent over because of life. God can stand you tall. Yes. Yes. God loves you. He has plans. Don't get weary. Don't let the tears flow when you think of life and your life experiences. You were in the gym. You were in the gym pumping those muscles, those faith muscles. You were in the gym, my dear beloved. Don't give up on God, because he has not given up on you. He has not given up on us. No, not at all. We've all had disappointments. Trials, yes. Yes. We'll understand it. And people say, well, I'll tell it to Jesus when I see him. I am convinced, I am just convinced that when we step over, I just don't believe that it'll matter anymore. What will matter is that we'll be in the presence of the Almighty God. Earthly issues, I don't believe, I may be wrong, won't matter. Now, there's a scripture that says he'll wipe away all our tears. But there is something so awesome. So what God has for his children, love, peace, joy, and we can experience it here. Ultimate, I believe, like the bright light, earth cannot compare. And to be in the presence of God, in that light, oh my God, oh my God. My Lord. Woo! So while we're here, let's try to do all that God has called us to do. Fear not. Be courageous. No one said it would be easy. And maybe it will. Maybe it will. I don't know. I'm not God. But whatever. Don't let people talk you out. Don't let people... Once you know that this is what God has told you to do, don't be so quick to share. And then don't let people who are sitting down and not have done the things that they were supposed to do for God talk you out of what you're doing. You may have to change friends. I'm talking about friends that you've had for many, many years. You may have to do it. and not turn your back on them, but they can't have your ear. They'll mess you up. Mm-hmm. They'll have you sitting on the sideline gossiping and talking about people. Oh, it ain't this and they ain't that. Mm-mm, you don't have time. You don't have time for that. You don't have time. You don't have time. Oh, where that old person going? Don't have time. Don't have time. Glorify my God. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So somebody can see possibilities that our God offer his children. His children. Doesn't that sound good? Just kind of sound a little adolescent. But sometimes we need to hear that sound. Yeah. God loves us. Ooh, little children. God, you are loved by the Almighty God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We bless your most holy name. Father, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your peace, and your joy. We thank you for your comforting. We thank you for your reassurance. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Hallelujah. That passes all understanding. God, truly it does. Can't even imagine. Almighty God, with all that we can think of, can't even imagine the magnitude of your love for us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for how you provide for us. Yes, your people. God, we thank you. We give you glory. Oh, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Savior, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you bring light in the darkness. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we exalt you, we extol you, most holy God. Woo! God, thank you. Hallelujah. You are majesty on high. You make the crooked way straight in our lives, God. You speak to us. You guide us. You give us instruction. You, oh, my God. Hallelujah. You are our shield. You are our help. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh, glory. You are our God. You are our God. You are our Father, our Lord, our Master, our King. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, Father. Thy will be done in earth, Father, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for remembering the bereaved families all over this earth, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for shalom, your peace. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Oh, God, we thank you for being our doctor. Hallelujah, for you are the God who heals your people. Your word says, hallelujah, I am the God that healeth thee. Yes, Lord, we thank you. You said in your word, you sent your word and you healed your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for the manifestation, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every time we get to take the injection of the virus, God, we ask that you bless the medicine and sanctify, oh God, let it be for the healing you use, hallelujah, for your people, Almighty God. Woo! Glory, hallelujah, anointing, oh, flows through, Almighty God, hallelujah. Move every offense, Almighty God, every side effect, Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name,
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua over everyone listening, over their homes, their cars, and modes of transportation, their jobs. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The family members. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Almighty God. Oh, we apply the blood of Yeshua over. We thank you that our children walk in your circle of blessings, Almighty God. Oh, thank you that you're protecting them. Yes, Lord. You're shielding them, Almighty God. Yeah, Lord. We're drawing those that's not driven strong to you. You're drawing them to you even the more, Almighty God. Oh, you're closing in on that inner circle. Not just anyone can come in. Hallelujah. Must be filtered through the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, those that would do them harm, Almighty God, or lead them astray, Almighty God. Let them be driven away, Almighty God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 If they're doing anything that is not of you, God. Hallelujah. Let it be a stench in their nostrils. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. If they're trapped in situations, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Send help from the sanctuary of the Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hammer down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Fight, Almighty God. We thank you, Father, for your words as you fight for your people. You defend your people. You shield your people. Yes, Lord. Oh, we pray, God, covering over our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And the children everywhere, Almighty God, oh, save them, protect them, Almighty God. Oh, God, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Woo, some are so bitter and so painful. Oh, God, oh, grab hold to them, God. Grab hold to them, God. Grab hold of them, God. Oh, in the name of Yeshua. Grab them, God. Send help from the sanctuary. Breathe on them. Ooh, God. Those that will cause them hurt, harm, or danger. Oh, God. Turn it around. Oh, turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around, Almighty God. Turn it around. Oh, save and spare. Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Remember this nation, Father, we remember the seniors and those that are innocent, all depending and helpless, depending on people to care for them. Touch their hearts with compassion. Oh, God, those who are caring for your people. Almighty God, touch God. Woo! Touch the stony heart, the greedy heart. Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch, Almighty God. Touch the hospitals, the doctors and the nurses. Meet them at their point of need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have favor. Thank you for favor with you, Almighty God. Thank you for favor with man. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God.
Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every evangelist, every missionary, every bishop called by you, Almighty God, every evangelist, every prophet, and every apostle called by you, Almighty God. Bless them, lead, keep strong in you, Almighty God, every elder. Glory be to your name, every mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remember the Carlo family, the Jones family, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it is in the name of Yeshua we come and we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, lead and guide, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Psalm 33. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalms 31 this morning. In thee, O Lord, 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me and deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid pity for me. For thou art my strength. Unto thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity, and hast not shut me up unto the hand of the enemy. Into the hand of the enemy, I'm sorry. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speaks grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Before the sons of men, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of men, thou shalt keep them secretly in a provision from the strife of the tongue. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I'm cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his servants. For the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. I'm sorry. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in his mercy and his love toward us, his children. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't that just so comforting when we think of all that, oh, so many are going through time after time after time. Hallelujah. So many. So we thank the Lord for how he's protecting, and we thank the Lord for how he's guiding. We thank the Lord for how he's directing. We thank the Lord that he know the plans that he have for us, and they've been established a long time ago, so long ago, even in eternity, and they will be manifest in time. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God knows the plans that he have for us. He knows what he have set for us to do. He knows what he has placed in us to accomplish the task. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. Woo! Many afflictions we have gone through because of our own negligence, our lack of seeking God, our make out of fear. We shunned back and withdrew out of intimidation. We allowed ourselves to let others who were not even capable, who didn't have the right to step in a place, and we allowed them to overshadow us, and we made them greater. And they had no places being where they were placed. No. God has a place for each one of us. And not one of us should step over or into another's place to do it. No. You don't have the right to do that. You're out of line. You're weakening the link. You're not where you're supposed to be. Uh-huh. Get in your lane. That's not what God calls you to do. But I can be just as good as... No, you can't. No, you cannot. You'll mess up because you weren't called there. Mm-mm. You were not called to that place. So how are you going to be better? You make better decisions than God? Or who do they think they are? Well, who do you think you are? And I'm just saying. So what go back. We don't envy someone else's work. Do not allow someone to intimidate you and you not do what God called you to do. And be careful who wants to change the plans that God has for you. No, you work what God gave you, I'll work God. And if we can come together from time to time, then that's what we do. You know? Be helpers. But we have our assignment. We should encourage each other to do the work that God has called us to do. Isn't that something? God calls you to do it. Yeah, that's what you do. I have to encourage you to do it. Like, oh, man. Oh, that is so great. But mean it. Really, really mean it from your heart. Mean it. Mean it. And see beyond time. See eternity. It's a word. And, oh, I wish I could play the piano. Say, oh, my, oh. I don't, you know, hey, I have a voice that always wanted to sing. And for some reason, it just didn't work out. And I always wanted to play the piano for some reason. Me, tunes. And maybe one day, just maybe one day, I will hit the keys. I don't put it past God. Hit the keys. And my fingers will start moving. And my vocal cords will be turned to loose. And oh my God. Hey, oh my God. But in the meantime, those who can't, who have that gift, those who are being awakened in their gift, I'm so happy for them. Like, ooh, our Father gave it to them. Sing. Just sing. Play. Just play. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Preach. Oh, yes. Preach. Teach. When you open your mouth, we know you're a gift from God. Yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And faith. We have, oh, my goodness. When you think of the faith, like the gift of faith, and how there are those who can just, say, bless God. Huh? Yes. But guess what? God has given each one of us a measure of faith. So use what God has given you. So maybe no one wants to hear you sing, but you can sing in the bathtub, sing in your house, sing in your car, singing while you're walking. What? Man. Oh, my brother and my sister. You can sing while you're walking. Ooh, sing while you're working. Just a good old humming. Somebody pass by and they just go out in the spirit and don't even know what happened. It's the anointing. Hallelujah. Just sing to the glory of God. Ooh, with what you have. That's what I do. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. What am I saying today? Use what you have to the glory of God. That's right. That's right. Some have the gift to accomplish, and some just have a measure. Use what you have. That's right. Use it to the glory of God. You don't have to be jealous of anyone. No, you don't. And you know, well, I can't sing like you, but I, hey, we don't need to hear that. Mm-mm, we don't need to hear that. No, that doesn't even sound good. And somebody, someone can sing, let them sing the glory of God. Woo! Hey, glory, you don't know what you're missing. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop trying to be the fix it, walking around with our tools. We can't fix everything. Because we can't even fix our stuff, our own personal stuff. Let God be that. As an intercessor, we pray. Mm-hmm. That's our duty. Ask for strength. Yeah. And then we thank God for the faith to stand. Mm-hmm. Let God be God. Let God be God. Yes. I am. I really hope that, and I know it's not, but in spite of the rocky places, sometimes on our path, there's some treacherous terrain that we must travel. Sometimes. And sometimes it's so smooth, like you're just going to slide. Glide. And sometimes in some places it's just enough traction to that you don't have to worry about slipping and sliding and keep you smooth, you know. But regardless of the terrain, God is with us. Let us never forget it. God is with us, and we're in his presence. So as a result of that, we don't take it for granted, and we don't take it lightly. Huh? Mm-mm. God loves you so, with an everlasting love. He loves you so much that he didn't even spare his own son. If Adam and Eve had done to you or I what they did against God, you know what some of us would have done? Everything would have been wiped out. We would have taken a long, maybe a hundreds of eternities. I'm just saying for the express time that we a comprehensive space before we would reconsider, and they would probably be robotic. Whatever we say, that's what they would do. Wouldn't give them a choice for anything, because we see what when we allow them to have a choice, what they do, they mess up. Mm-hmm. Oh, it would be different. Oh, I don't know. You know, we wouldn't. But God's love for us is so great. And he know how he wanted us to be. And we weren't able to do it on our own. So we have a Savior. And we have rules that we have to abide by. We have to come to him, come to God through his son, which is no more. He doesn't need to be justified or qualified at. We can't even hold ourselves now after all he's done for us. It seems so difficult for so many to even walk in the freedom that has been given and granted and the price paid for it for us. Mm-hmm. So when we are thinking, let's remember the price, something that was freely given to you and I, But the price was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're walking on our different terrain, we have to remember he's with us and a price was paid so that we could be. Mm-mm-mm. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a wonderful gift. And so I really pray that you're strong in the Lord and that you love the Lord and that you will really, really focus in on him. Not only you, I, all of us, more and more, that he can really use us to the fullest. In the beginning, Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2 of the same book, Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Bless the Lord. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. 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 It is just so wonderful when we read that. So, so wonderful. Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange, oh my God, hallelujah, strange God among you. My God,
from Zion. My God, my God, my God. I have declared and have saved, and oh my God. Woo! Yes, Lord. Oh my God. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Hallelujah. The Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jeremiah 1, starting at the fourth verse. My God, how excellent. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse, starting at the fourth verse. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee unto the nations. Then say I, oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my hand in thy mouth. Oh, my God. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. In Yeshua's mighty name, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Go to Luke. Well, there is just so much to learn and so much to just, it's just so much, so much, so much, so much. Luke 1:15. For he shall be great
in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Talking about John the Baptist. And he shall, 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elisha. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Isn't that something? We see that God spoke through the angel Gabriel as to what John the Baptist, instructions to Zechariah for his son John the Baptist, who God had ordained to be a forerunner for Christ. Isn't that something? Jesus, yes, Lord, hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my God, my God. I tell you, sometimes it's just, you're like, you just want to say thank you, Lord. Sometimes you just want to allow the tears to just flow. Almighty God, you just want to just bless God for how he cares and how he make corrections and how he directs. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with the flesh and blood. That's Paul speaking. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what God has planned. What God, and you know, we read 2 Chronicles 36:22-23. We see. God has plans. God knows mankind. He says what? All souls are mine. Hey, glory. He know the plans that he has for you. I'm trying to encourage you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness, yes. Praise the Lord, to whom all blessings flow. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God loves you. Have a great weekend.